The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising, and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people, Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord. The end of this Gospel, and really the last that we hear of these three kings or the three Magi, is that they simply departed for their country by another way. First way we always read scripture is just through a very literal sense of maybe why or how they would have done that. And the text itself gives us an answer to that. They were told to avoid King Herod, so they didn't go back through Jerusalem. They just went back by another town and then proceeded back east to their homes. But a second and deeper sense of scripture can give us a deeper understanding, but I think also a meaning that can help us apply it to our own lives. Because very few of us have followed literally a star to get here to Mass or to follow Jesus, let alone been told to avoid the king of a nation, and thus we have to go home by a different way, maybe taking a few different side roads just to get home. Instead, this analogous understanding of why the Magi return home by a different way actually tells us how we're called to return to our own lives. Because them returning to their country by a different way, I think, is meant to symbolize how we are meant to be changed and converted by an encounter with Jesus. And the three Magi come, they're expecting to meet the newborn king of this people of Israel. They're expecting to meet someone famous, somebody probably very powerful. They encounter a humble child in a little town of Bethlehem, starting first in the big city of Jerusalem, only for the king there and the chief priests and all the important people in Jerusalem to tell them to go to a small little town. They encounter there a simple child with his humble father and mother, and they offer him these gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But all leading up to that point, the Magi have believed that they're following God's will. They saw the star at its rising, they believed that it was a sign from God, and they followed it obediently all the way to Jerusalem, probably journeying for at least weeks, if not a few months. And then even after it kind of disappears in Jerusalem, they look for it again and find it leading them to Bethlehem. So up to this point, they believe they've been doing what God wants them to do, but I think they probably expected to get something in return. If they were coming to meet this newborn king, maybe the king would remember them in their nation when he grows up and will be able to favor them back home. Or maybe they expect to see something miraculous and amazing that they can go back and tell their fellow countrymen about. Instead, what happens, they come and bring these strange gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Not particularly useful gifts for the child or his mother, but gifts that are given freely to him. Some being quite expensive, but the point being that the three magi have journeyed so far, and they come and they lay everything at the feet of this newborn Christ child. Not because he can do anything with them, not even because they'll receive something in return from this newborn humble king. Instead, because it is right and good to give him adoration and praise. Notice that through this child, God is doing something unique and amazing. And I think it's when those three kings offer their adoration and honor to the Christ child, that's when something changes in their life. That's when they go back to their country by another way, not just to avoid King Herod, but going back, taking the love and the grace of Jesus Christ. Going back in a spirit of generosity and forgiveness. Going back in a spirit of joy and love and peace. All those unique things that come only in a way from God becoming man in Jesus. Those things that come into our lives that he wants to give us, those are the ways that they go back by a different way. Brothers and sisters, I think that's what we're always called to do when we come into an encounter with Jesus Christ. It's not necessarily to drive home by a different way or to take different directions to the place that we're going to go, but instead, like the three kings, to go back different, to go back having encountered the unique aspects of the incarnate Word, the unique things that only Christ can give us that will last. In fact, that's what the church tries to help us do at each and every Mass. That like the Magi, we come from far and wide. We come to offer him our gifts, not necessarily gifts that are useful to God. That our prayers or the bread and wine we set on the altar, it's not that God needs those things or that he can do something useful with them. Instead, we offer them like the three Magi, just humbly setting them at his feet, giving them away freely and entrusting them to Almighty God. And that when we make that act of adoration and honor after we receive him in the most blessed sacrament, then we're actually meant to go back home by a different way. Returning to our lives probably to do the same things that we did last week and the week before and last year and the last few years. It's very rare that when we encounter Christ that we go back home and do something different at home, just like I don't think the three kings go back and do anything particularly different in their lives. But we are called to go back and do them in a different way, and to do them in a spirit of love and generosity, to do them in a spirit of mercy and joy and peace. Have our lives marked by that presence of the Holy Spirit that can start to change the world around us. Because in this Feast of the Epiphany, the church also encourages us that Jesus didn't just come to be born for the people of Israel. He didn't just come for a select group of the people of God. But instead, Jesus came into the world to draw all the nations into his kingdom. Our job is to bring that kingdom into our world today, to bring it here to Wichita, Kansas, to bring it to the United States of America in the year 2024. That as we offer our honor and praise to God, especially in this Holy Mass, it won't be so much about us doing different things, but about doing those same things differently. That each encounter with Jesus can lead us to be like those three kings, going back to our countries and our lands by a different way, knowing that in that different way, that converted way of life, we can proclaim God's goodness in the ordinary and simple things that we do each day. Brothers and sisters, in this Holy Mass, let us offer the same praise and adoration that the three kings offered to the newborn king. We bring our own gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, costly things, but things that aren't particularly useful. Instead of seeing them as a waste, instead we offer them to God to do what he wishes with. We can unite those prayers and those sacrifices of our lives to the gifts of bread and wine on the altar. And that in a similar way, we can go back home by a different way, changed by that unique love of Jesus Christ, taking with us that light of the nations, that light of Christ that's meant to come into the darkness of our lives and to the world around us. So let us pray that, like the three kings, we will be changed by the reception of the Eucharist in this Holy Mass, that we too can be converted, going back into our lives, but going back into them with the presence and love of Christ that changes everything around it.